Jesus, please take us from this grandstand world. It's time we got into the game.
Interesting there should be here, a blue and green and spinning sphere, warmed by day, cooled at night, spinning round a golden light. But more than just a passing phase is life observing passing days. I have my pen and opened eyes, with both record the gold sun rise. I'm people stick, I'm ice cream cone, I'm learning that I'm not alone. Though I have cried alone within, I found a ride on home within. When Jesus came into my heart, he became a divine spark. And with connection now so real, I ride the earth and really feel so at one with what I am, so at one, I understand. Before him, I was not awake. Now those who sleep, I want to shake. But just a little while ago, my eyes now open once were closed. And if someone had come to me and hit me with reality, I would have laughed and turned away. I had to wake when I would say, and it is hell to stay asleep. It's fear and lowly thoughts that creep. It's being lonely in the night. It's fear of death and thoughts of spite. It's living in a world half dark. It's seeing God as not a part of everything that comes about. It's thinking God's not in but out, existing somewhere else if there. And life is chaos, filled with fear. Seeing jumbled dreams appear, thinking thoughts that no one cares, finding what you think is true, an endless pit, a whirlpool of thinking bad and being fooled into thinking it's a shame when what you're thinking is insane, for your beliefs are what appears. Stop, observe just what is here. A loving world, a spinning sphere, warmed by day, cooled at night, spinning round a golden light. Paul said that we are to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. This is done through Christ Jesus. He does this when we offer our thoughts to him and refuse to harbor thoughts of the world. We must get over the belief that our thoughts are not important. Our thoughts originate in our minds. They are either influenced by God or Satan. They are not changed easily because thoughts that have lodged themselves in our hearts have formed ice castles there and have bent our beliefs, causing us to view a cold and heartless world. In order to have the transformation, we need Christ Jesus, and we need him very badly. Special thanks to Jason Shaw of Audionautics.com for his tune, Thingamajig.
There's a lot of games we play when we don't care from day to day whether God is watching us or not. I've had it with those games, my life will never be the same. 'Cause God is now within my every thought, and I'm burning all my bridges behind me. I'm going to that kingdom up above. Yes, I'm burning all my bridges behind me and going to that kingdom of love. I took the corporate road and found I carried quite a load. The energy I had just went to waste. Now I'm sharing what's inside. I found my past was just a lie. I'm never going back to that old place. And I'm burning all my bridges behind me. I'm going to that kingdom up above. Yes, I'm burning all my bridges behind me. And going to that kingdom of love. You know I can't afford the time that's spent without the Lord. God's so very special to my heart. I'm happy and I'm free from all that was so bound to me. And burning all my bridges was my start. Yes, I'm burning all my bridges behind me. I'm going to that kingdom up above. Yes, I'm burning all my bridges behind me. And going to that kingdom of love. Yes, I'm burning all my bridges behind me. I'm going to that kingdom up above. Yes, I'm burning all my bridges behind me. And going to that kingdom of, going to that kingdom of, going to that kingdom of love.
Only the nose knows. Running from relationships is very counterproductive. It sets us back years and years. We must wake up and smell the coffee. Accept the aroma of God in the relationships He has placed before us. If something smells rotten, understand we must run to God for healing within us. The smell is in God's child with the judgmental nose and does not even exist where it appears the smell is coming from. It really is a case of asking God to heal the nose that is smelling the foul odor. We cannot lay perfume over it by denying that we detest someone. We cannot try to destroy the odor by angrily trying to push people out of our lives. We cannot eliminate the odor by living in a cave or running away from the people God has placed in our lives. The only answer is forgiveness. This is a gift from God in which, by our willingness to let God's healing and forgiving love flow through us, God heals our noses from the smell which seemed to come from other people, but it never really did. This is why we cannot really correct people. By doing so, we are showing them our nose is out of joint. We are judging them as wrong because of their smell, and we are in denial that it is our nose that is broken. Jesus said not to judge, and despite many interpretations of what he might have meant by that, he did not lay any special conditions down in which we could judge. In this world, our bodies seem to have one purpose only. They collect data to evaluate or judge in order to help us make wise decisions. We must relinquish this purpose of the body even as we use it by continuing to gather data, thereby determining the nature of the fruit that people around us give. After that, we must go to God in prayer and give back to Him what we so ruthlessly snatched from the tree He told us not to indulge in. We must give back the fruit of the knowledge we had just gained from the data our senses had gathered, no matter whether we deemed that fruit good or evil. It is not our place to judge. That is the final answer. It is only our place to return the fruit to its proper place back on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God will joyfully restore us to his kingdom, forgiving us when we follow Christ's commands and do this. As our Lord and Savior's return draws near, let us prepare the way for him by keeping our lamps filled with oil from the Holy Spirit and keeping our noses clean. We must be alert to areas where we think the stink is coming from outside our hearts. Let us hold at the top of our awareness the fact that the stink is never where we think the stink is. It is we who smell. It is we who judge. It is we who need the healing. And it is we who will receive our healing only through the mighty power of Jesus Christ. In truth, I would urge us all not to blow it. If anyone causes us to have the slightest irritation, or if they overwhelm us by committing the deepest, darkest sins possible in this world, we must pray for them. If this is done for an elongated and intensive period of time, God will make a way for our direct involvement in reaching the very people we used to so detest. When God heals us of our judgments, he will open the door for us to help him heal them. No healing occurs to others only. Healing must occur to us as well. We must selfishly ask the Lord to heal our own judgments we have toward others before he will be able to use us to draw people to his kingdom. We must ask him to remove the planks in our own eyes before he will use us to help remove the splinters in other people's eyes. We are the angels stirring the waters, drawing the lame and the sick to want to get into the soothing and healing waters of Jesus. We do not splash them angrily or go up and grab them, forcing them to get into the waters. This is an affront to the potential children of God and indicative of a spirit of judgment that still resides within. This is how we each embark on the most exciting journey we will ever take. The road to God is filled with the excitement of non-judgment and people of all walks of life coming to the Lord around us. As we encounter each of the people God places in our lives and we forgive, a cleansing washes over us. As God heals us by our forgiveness, a backwash from this then heals the people we forgave. It is all part of the same package that God has delivered to us in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. He forgave us, now we must forgive others, which completes our healing process, and then, as the circle of love and forgiveness increases, all others are healed in its wake. I am so grateful that God gave me many, many dreams of encouragement and insight. I know that he desires us all to reach for him with a passion that is strangely absent from our lives. It doesn't need to be. When people have that wonderful, just saved experience and they feel God's Son, Jesus, come into their hearts, this is God encouraging them. He is priming the pump, so to speak. That wonderful, passionate love of God that comes when Jesus is taken into the hearts of the new Christian does not have to die and life does not have to turn back into same old, same old. I know that many new Christians often take that initial experience and rest on that laurel. Thankfully, God brings us situations to give us encouragement to continue pursuing Him with all of our hearts. Taking Jesus as our Savior is the beginning of our mighty journey to the kingdom of God, which is within us. What happens with regard to the new Christian's peak experience is that so often that experience is worshiped and not pursued. It should be an experience that lets us know God is real and God is here in us now. The next stage after that experience could be, what can I do now to really know God more? Then, reading Jesus' words and applying His teachings in the Bible, He will lead us to a conscious change of heart in which people are no longer considered obstacles on the journey to God, but instead are seen as gateways to a greater awareness of God. Yes, we are to use each other, but not for purposes to climb the corporate ladder. We are to use each other as mirrors, reflecting our dark spots, so that we might be motivated to pray in an ever-increasing way, forgiving others and being forgiven in the process. As we pray for those who want to harm us, do good to those who appear to have evil intentions, our prayer life takes on a new dimension of glory to God, who, it is discovered, dwells now, not only in us, but through a miracle of sight, we see He is in others as well. Jesus, then, continues to save us from our sins as we pray that others are saved or forgiven of their sins. Remember, Jesus said that what we do to others, God will do to us. And though it often does not always appear to be true, we must think and act as if it is true, thereby setting ourselves up for success rather than failure. If we want to ultimately experience God's love, we must love others. If we do this with no holds barred or unconditionally, then we can eventually expect to really know God's unconditional love for ourselves. Until then, we are giving lip service to God's word only. We must get beyond the head and allow God to instill this truth into our hearts so that we are not just repeating what we've heard or read from the word, but are living and loving examples of God's mercy. Nothing short of this will draw all men unto Christ, as Jesus said He would do. He wants to enlist each of us for this purpose. Are we going to volunteer now or try to wait and see if we will be drafted? Because of free will, His army is only to be filled with volunteers. This is why we want to make the right decisions now. Yes, Christ's army will be filled with volunteers. Are you one of them? Have you pressed into the Father yet? Has there been reason to do that in your life? Are you forgiving all the lost who inhabit your world? It is your way out of the pain you feel. Let Him who is free of sin and who died for yours carry your burdens once and for all. Give them all to Him now. You are free, praise God. You are free.
Jesus, please take us from this grandstand world. It's time we got into the game. We're so tired of this grandstand world where feelings never seem to change. Sometimes this world seems so unjust. I think we'll find, I hope we'll find, that through your mind, the sidelines aren't for us.